So one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to experiment with photography as installation art, taking photography out of our usual realm of hanging it on the wall, or now we consume it so heavily on personal media and digital media. Kind of using that idea, I really wanted to contrast the natural world with the built-up world that we have around us. 100 years ago, this whole fort area was full of trees, and it was a wild space. The location for my piece was proposed to be part of a display down at the Portugal dock. But I was able to kind of come up with a photograph that was a lot more wild. In a way, it's a re-photographic survey of showing what the place would have been like even before there was a dock. It might actually be better if we went down to the place by the water where this photograph was made.
So where are we right now?
So we're just on the side of Beach Road here in Haines, overlooking the Upperland Canal. We're looking over Portage Cove. We're watching the waves crash in, and this is an amazing day to make pictures. It kind of the first thing I look for is light. Preferably, it's maybe that your bright sunny day isn't the most expressive day, but a day like today where it's either a storm's blowing in or a storm's blowing out is probably some of the best photographing weather you can have. And if you look over, kind of looking up towards Taya Inlet, there's an interesting light dark as the sun bounces between the hillsides and the cliff faces and the mountains.
So let's look at the print that you have here and how it compares to the scene now.
So, different time of day, but actually, you know, given our short winter days, it's a really similar kind of day. This is one of those expressive summer days where it may have been shortly before or after some windstorm had blown through and the valley was just starting to dry out and we could still have some clouds cover in. And it's in the middle of summertime, so it's shortly before all the cruise ships cruise through. I'm excited to see it out in the wild, so to speak. So much of my work is just sits there on a computer, and I get to look at it on a computer, but never so little of it realizes a physical form. I'm pretty excited to be able to share this with the world, and actually have visitors to Haines be able to enjoy this. I'm excited to be able to have a spot that's really close to the entry point to Haines, so to speak, for many cruise ship passengers. Given the chance to be inspired, it's be really nice to, and even given a bit nasty days that we have, I'd like to be able to share a little bit of sunshine with people on a rainy day.